We're on the line with Dr. Jason Rivers of the Department of Dermatology at UBC. There's a new device, Aura, that detects within just a couple of seconds if a skin lesion may be cancerous. It's a big move forward in the fight against skin cancer. Doctor, will this device not only pick up what the dermatologist is suspicious about, but what the dermatologist might miss?
It works in both scenarios. In the first case, if a dermatologist has a spot that they're concerned about, this may add more information to prompt them to do a biopsy when they may have otherwise waited and observe the lesion with time, potentially doing a biopsy if they detected a change either on visual examination or using photographs or a tool we have called a dermoscope, for example. On the other hand, it could also be used on lesions that you may not think are anything to worry about, and you just use the probe as a screening tool, and if the probe says this is something to worry about, you may then scrutinize it when you wouldn't have otherwise. And the bigger picture, we don't have a lot of dermatologists in Canada, and in BC we have fewer because of a number of factors, aging and fee structures and what have you. The point being is that the rate of skin cancer is going up all the time. And we have even in Canada close to 80,000 new cases a year of non-melanoma skin cancer developing. And somebody born in the 90s has a 1 in 6 lifetime risk of developing skin cancer. So dermatologists will not be able to screen everybody. And so we're going to need the help of ancillary staff. So I can foresee a situation where people can be screened with these devices. And if there is something that looks concerning, then they can be triaged to a dermatologist's office if necessary.
So this is going to change the system, not only the speed with which it comes up with the diagnosis you mentioned just a few seconds, but in the whole delivery mode.
Well, yes, but remember, too, it's not a diagnosis. What it is it gives you a probability that you're dealing with something that could be of concern. So it doesn't say this is cancer, this is not cancer. What it does do, though, is that if something is not a cancer, the likelihood of it picking it up is quite high as well. So what I'm saying is that in the scope of the entire system, we have a situation where we have not enough doctors who are going to be able to look at everybody very, very closely immediately. It will help if we can triage patients out to other physicians, but remember, too, there is a potential double edge to this, and that is that because it's not specific to a high degree at the same time as it's sensitive, that means that there will be lesions that are not cancerous that are going to be said to be worrisome, and those may be sent for biopsy, which could be an issue.
How much sunscreen should we be using? That's next on CKNW.